Flint singer-songwriter Tunde Olaniran is known for his pop-heavy R&B hip-hop style. He is a rapper, choreographer, and activist who earned national fame with his first big single, Namesake. His latest album, Stranger, recorded and produced in Detroit, dropped late last year. Today, we revisit his conversation with Stateside's Mercedes Mejia.
I just want to be vulnerable. So give me a chance to show it all.
Olaniran will tell you his message has always been about self-love and acceptance. His choreography is dramatic, and his confidence, infectious. But Olaniran says it's not always been easy being a queer Black man in Flint. He told me at a local venue a while back in his hometown, a poster of his was vandalized, and that event inspired the title track on his new album, Stranger.
It was kind of like a homophobic, queerphobic defacement. And obviously, like, the venue and everyone, they were, like, really apologetic and people were supportive. But I had this picture of the store window of the venue and just being like, you know, you see something on the other side of the glass and you don't know what it is. But if you, like, are more open to it, you actually could have a really good time. You know what I mean? Like, this is a fun party. This is a fun experience. And there's a lot of, like, joy and energy we can exchange. And so the entire idea of the song was like, yeah, you can hate on the outside, but you kind of like want to get in and like see what's happening, you know? And I think that, not to overstate it, but I think that, you know, masculinity in the US at least is just so, has so many rules, and I almost feel like you are very boxed in. And so I had the idea of like a guy just being like boxed in and not understanding how to like break out of some of these rigid roles and kind of looking in at the party that we're all having on the other side of the glass.
What do you want people to feel at your shows or take away from him?
Part of the show that we do is really trying to, for me, to express myself and express the music, and to, it's almost like half performance, half of it's like a, we're casting a spell, half of it's like a ritual, but it's just a way to like maybe unlock some parts of people who are like watching. And pretty consistently, like whenever we have especially a new audience, it's always just this really amazing experience, because I invite everyone to like say, you know what, we're gonna let down our guard, we're not gonna worry about how we look, we're not gonna worry about, you know, anything, and just exchange some joy. Especially I feel like right now, like, you need to have those moments, because sometimes they can feel like they're few and far in between.
Tell me, don't it seem like nothing on this planet really ever changes? Thoughts swimming in the moonlight and the streets full of strangers. Do the horse feeling major?
This song was based on some friends that I work with in production, Seth Anderson. His name is Sibling. As a performer, he works out of Assemble Sound. We had been joking back and forth about like how to write a country song and what a good like line of a country song would be. And so we had this concept of like, you don't stop when you're halfway up the mountain, you either climb or you fall, and like how, what a like beautiful dramatic country song that would be. And it was this running joke until I kind of like said, wait, I actually might sing this part. So we worked with that, with those lyrics, and it turned into this really fun, really energetic kind of like roller coaster ride of a track. And I like, it's one of my favorite songs on the album.
You have such an incredible vocal range.
Thank you.
And it really shines in your song Miracle.
Don't you know I'm the fifth element?
We had these really great piano chords, and I had a verse, and I was kind of hitting my head against the wall trying to figure out the chorus. And I just like, sometimes you almost have to like turn your thinking off. So I put down my notebook, I put down the laptop, and I just like stood up and like walked in circles and just started singing vowels. And finally we got to, can't forget that I'm a miracle. Like, I just kind of said that phrase, and we're like, that's it.
Can't forget that I'm a miracle. Can't forget that I'm a miracle. It's true. Don't you forget you're a miracle too. So I
forget that I'm a miracle.
That song was definitely like pushing my limits of what I'd kind of done before in terms of how I write.
Tunde, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much, Mercedes. Have a good one.